I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. And this is the blues, but wait for it, it's also Bollywood. This is bluesman Aki Kumar. He's got an unlikely but really fun story. When I spoke with him last week, he told me when, where, and why he became a blues musician.
My story is that I came to the United States when I was 18. I wanted to be a software engineer. I wanted to be bigger than Bill Gates. And none of them worked out, unfortunately, because I fell in love with the blues somewhere along the way. The San Francisco Bay Area has a very rich blues scene, a lot of world-class blues musicians. You know, I just fell into that scene and turned into a blues musician, and that's what I've been doing for the last few years.
Well, you discovered the blues here, but you began making music as a kid in India. What kind of music?
I dabble in music. I did train somewhat formally when I was very young, when I was 8 years old. My parents enrolled me in traditional Indian music classes, so it's called Hindustani music.
So the classical music of the Asian subcontinent.
Right. And I never seriously thought that I would pursue this as a career, but I always knew that there was music inside of me and that I would always be involved in music one way or another.
So your instrument is the harmonica. I know it sits in the family tree of free reed instruments like the harmonium, which is popular in India and Pakistan.
Which I played a bit, actually.
You did.
Very little, yeah.
And did that help learning the harmonica, or is there a role for the harmonica in Hindustani classical music?
There hasn't been traditionally. It's not to my knowledge. I know there have been a couple of efforts in trying to integrate it, but nothing, I don't think, that has been massively successful. I think perhaps the reason the harmonica or the chromatic harmonica is not part of Hindustani or Indian classical music is maybe because it's restricted in how much it can bend. And I think being able to bend notes and hit the microtones is kind of critical in Indian music.
So let's take a pause in the conversation and listen to music. This is a track called Ina Meena Deeka. It goes back to 1957 when it was originally sung by the great Bollywood playback singer Asha Bhosle. Let's hear this. Ina Meena Deeka, Dai Damanika, Maka Naka Naka, Chika Pika Rika. Ina Meena Deeka Deeka Dai Damanika, Maka Naka Maka Naka, Chika Pika Rola Rika, Ram Pam Po, Shram Pam Po. That is a great tune. It starts off with that very rockabilly guitar and then takes its turn with you kind of doing Louis Prima in Hindi. So you stayed pretty true to the original there. But in some of your other music, I mean, what are you trying to do? What does this music tell us about the brain of Aki Kumar?
Well, you know, in songs where it felt just natural to sing and play the song the way it was, we kept it like that, like with Ina Meena Deeka. But there's songs on the record like Jano Meri Jaan, I think that's track 7, where we infused Howling Wolf-inspired grooves on top of a song that was released in the 80s that sounds nothing like it. And somehow we made it work musically, and it does work musically.
Are you trying to be the best blues musician you can be, or is it important to you to kind of also introduce American audiences to what's going on in Bollywood music and Indian classical music?
Well, I originally did not set out to introduce American audiences to Indian music or any of that, quite honestly. My passion really lies in the blues, and that's what I consider to be a lifelong passion and a pursuit. But the reality is, the more that I've grown as a blues musician, the more that I hear and appreciate other forms of music. And especially with relation to Bollywood and retro Bollywood, I started hearing all the blues influence, all the swing influence, like in that track, Ina Mina Dika. It's heavy swing going on. So
very heavy.
The better I got at blues, the more I started to appreciate all these great Bollywood songs that I knew growing up as a kid, but I had no idea that they were inspired by American music.
What a fascinating boomerang effect.
Yeah.
So the software company you work for currently in the Silicon Valley, can you tell us what it is?
Well, I don't work for it anymore. And this is one of my success stories as a musician, is that I don't work for
That's
it
good
anymore.
News. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did your colleagues, wherever you work, did they know you had this double life? And did you publicize
yes,
it?
Yes, they did. I didn't publicize it too much, but over the years it became something that was... You know, I had to kind of admit that I had this double life. I was getting in, coming in late to work, very tired because I'd spent the previous night, you know, playing at some blues club somewhere.
So a sign of success for you, Aki Kumar, is that you now get to sleep in?
Except for today. It's way, way too early. I don't even know what time
it
is.
I feel so guilty. I mean, you are a blues musician after all. You have to sleep past lunch.
That's funny. You know, that reminds me, I just read this meme. It said the biggest lie that blues musicians tell is that they start every song with, "I woke up this morning."
That's a great one. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Aki
sure.
Kumar, so good to meet you. Thank you.
Great to meet you too, Marco. बस एक छाव ज़ुल्फ की बस एक निगाह है प्यार की.
The album is Aki Goes to Bollywood. You can check out his live version of that great tune, Ina Mina Dika, at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you right here on The World tomorrow.
बस एक निगाह है प्यार की पुकार का चला ये दिल लगी ये शौकिया सलाम की यही तो बात हो रही है काम की कोई तो मुड़के देख लेगा इस तरह कोई नजर तो होगी मेरे नाम की पुकारता चला गली गली बाहर की बस एक छाव ज़ुल्फ़ की बस एक निगाह प्यार की
PRI Public Radio International.